As aid agencies try to help North Koreans displaced by flooding, neighbouring China is continuing to suffer from an unusually severe heat wave. In Shanghai alone, at least 10 people are reported to have died. Alistair Wanklin has details.
The deaths are mostly attributed to heatstroke as temperatures rose last month to at least 40 degrees in more than three dozen areas, China's state news agency said. The city of Shanghai is having its hottest summer in 140 years. Residents there have been leaping into fountains to cool off. In Sichuan province, state television reported 12,000 people had crammed into an indoor swimming pool. Authorities are urging people to stay indoors if they can, as they believe the heat wave will continue for at least another week. And there's a warning out over a tropical storm approaching China's southern coast, and which could hit late on Friday. Authorities have urged fishing boats to keep out of its way. Meanwhile, after weeks of flooding in North Korea, local reports say about 45,000 people have fled their homes there. The Red Cross is trying to help.
Many have had their existing dwelling totally destroyed and their belongings are gone in the flood. So there's a need to help those families.
Mariana Steinberg of the Red Cross in Pyongyang. The group has sent tankers of drinking water and is taking 500 tons of corn to the worst-hit region. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin in Tokyo.